I'm John Whitson, the city manager, and I find it both humbling and an honor to welcome the community to this ceremony as we honor those who've given their lives in the last year in Texas in their duties as peace officers of this great state and of this great nation. And I hope that we, the city of Texarkana, Texas, at least, provide our officers with the proper training, tools, experienced officers to teach them how to protect themselves, avoid the situations that they put themselves at great risk. And I find it just a privilege to stand in front of these officers that are here today and our rookies, Officer Butts, I recognize you. But there are rookies that we hope that they have a long and safe career. And so with that, I would just like to say that it is just outstanding that we have a turnout from the community come and give their respects to these fallen peace officers from 2016. With that, I will introduce Mayor Bob Brugman to come forward and read a proclamation.
Well, good morning, everyone, and to kind of echo John's comments on behalf of the city of Texarkana, Texas, thank you very much for your attendance this morning. It means a great deal to our department as well as to our city, and once again, thank you for your attendance. Also would like to pass along a special thank you to the Texarkana Independent School District for allowing us to once again use this venue to host this event, this beautiful theater, for our 9th annual Peace Officers Memorial Service. At this time, I'd like to share with you a proclamation. It's entitled National Peace Officers Memorial Week. Whereas May 15th of each year was proclaimed Peace Officers Memorial Day by President John F. Kennedy on October 1st, 1962, in honor of those peace officers who, through their courageous deeds, have lost their lives or become disabled in the performance of duty. And whereas the city of Texarkana, Texas is faithfully served by a professional and committed police department whose men and women are dedicated to providing outstanding service to the community. And whereas in these days of increasing fear, rising crime, reckless acts of violence, we recall President Kennedy's words of praise for these officers as, quote, truly men and women of courage, judgment, and dedication, end quote. And whereas we share his sentiments and agree that it is altogether fitting to remind the public of the day-by-day heroism of our officers, both those on active duty and those who have given their lives in the line of duty. And whereas there is no greater sacrifice an officer can make for his community than to give his life. And whereas the impact of this tragedy upon the officer's family, friends, department, and community is immeasurable. And whereas we will be recognizing Peace Officers Memorial Day in Texarkana, Texas, and honoring and commemorating the lives of our fallen Texas peace officers with a special ceremony to be held on May 10th, 2017. Now, therefore, I, Bob Brugman, Mayor of the City of Texarkana, Texas, do hereby declare and set aside the week of May 15th through May 21st, 2017, as National Peace Officers Memorial Week, and call upon all citizens to recognize the significant efforts and accomplishments of these officers. Signed and sealed this 10th day of May, 2017, and I have signed the proclamation, Bob Brugman, Mayor. The proclamation has been attested by Jennifer Evans, City Secretary. And at this time, I will present the proclamation to Chief Shiner. Here you are. And Chief, on behalf of the city and the city council, we want to thank you for the outstanding job that you do leading our men and women of our police department each and every day. And we thank you for your courage, and we thank you for your commitment to serving the citizens of our great community. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's all about these guys right here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, It's my turn to introduce our guest speaker this morning. The gentleman that I introduced to you has been in law enforcement for 14 years. He served in patrol, investigations, as a canine handler, and as a field training officer throughout his career. He and his wife, Holly, have been married for 15 years. They have 5 children. In addition to his role as a husband, father, and a police officer, he also serves as a pastor of his local church. He truly is a servant. He has a servant's heart, and we're thankful to call him one of our own. It is with great pleasure that I introduce Officer Jeremy Sutton.
Good morning. It is an honor to be here to represent our local law enforcement. And on behalf of them, I thank you all for coming today. As Chief Shiner said, I've been in law enforcement for 14 years. And over that 14 years, I've had the opportunity to attend several law enforcement funerals. And some of those were for close friends, and some of those were for brothers and sisters that I just haven't met yet. And when you go to those, they've just become too familiar over the years. You have the bagpipes, you have the honor guard, and they do these sharp salutes, and they fold this flag up very crisply, and they present it to the fallen officer's wife. And there's a last call, and if you've ever been to a law enforcement funeral, you know what I'm talking about, how difficult that is to listen to that last call on the radio. Then we continue to honor our law enforcement that have fallen with tombstones and with memorials in Austin and Washington, D.C. And every year there's officers who will make a pilgrimage there to pay their respects. But every time I go to one of these things, I can't help but think, what would it be like if they were handing that flag to my wife? And my 5 children were gathered around her while she accepted it. What would I leave behind? And so every time I come home from one of those funerals, I can't help but sit down and make a list of things that I want my kids to have. You know, I have a pocket knife that belonged to my grandfather, and I want my son to have that, and things of that nature. But I always come back to what kind of legacy am I going to leave with my children? Not just the stuff, but what kind of legacy am I going to leave? You know, will they walk with faith? Will they walk with integrity? Will they walk with honor because of the lessons that I've taught them? And so today what I want to look at is not only how we can honor these law enforcement officers that have fallen in our state of Texas and across our country over the last year, but how we can honor them with our lives. And to do that, I want to look at the way that we can honor them by living with purpose and courage and integrity. To do that, I want to look at a man from Scripture, and his name was Nehemiah. And it's a fairly simple story. Nehemiah was a man of comfort. He had a position of safety. He was an administrator in the king's court. There was no reason for him to want to take on extra hardship. But he looked around at the city he loved, and he saw that it was broken. He saw that it was full of lawlessness. He saw that the culture was deteriorating around him. He saw that the people had lost their sense of identity, and they'd lost their sense that they could make a difference. And so to these end, he looked around and he said, you know, somebody has to do this. Why not me? And so he went. He got all the things that he needed, and he went to rebuild the city. People ask a lot of times, you know, is it worth it working in law enforcement? Because not only is there just a danger to your life, but there's the danger to your family. I mean, shift work can be hard when you're trying to raise children and you're trying to make the ball games and you're trying to make church and you're trying to make all of these things. It's difficult. It's difficult on a marriage when you come home and there's something troubling you, but you can't really talk about it with your wife the way that you want to. You know, you can't really share all the details of what you went through on that shift. And so it can take its toll on your family. People ask, is it worth it? And I say that it is. It is, because we look around our community and we see we can make a difference. Nehemiah saw a need and he responded with a sense of purpose. And that's the first thing I want to talk about, is he didn't look around and see futility. And sometimes that's easy to do. Sometimes if we're all being honest with ourselves, we look around and we think, man, this event that happened or this thing, you know, in our town, it just seems like the you know, things are getting worse all the time. Or we look around the state of law enforcement and we think another tragic, senseless ambush of a police officer. Those in Dallas hit so close to home. You know, it's right down the road, and we all go to Dallas for different things. We take our families there. We do business there. We travel there. Just right down the road, we have this unspeakable, senseless tragedy. And sometimes it's easy to get lost in the futility of it. And that's why we need to keep our eyes on the purpose. And to that end, what Nehemiah did, his real genius, was that he set the people to build. He presented them with a clear vision. Come, let us rise up. Let's rebuild our city. But his genius was that he made each man responsible for the area of town right around their own home. If you live in Beverly, if you live in Pleasant Grove, if you live in Newtown, in Highland Park, in Liberty Isle, that's your area of responsibility, is what Nehemiah told the people. Work in the area around your home and make your community better. Start right there. Start with your family. The other thing that he did was that he invested in each citizen. Not just the soldiers, but in each citizen the responsibility of being a watchman. They had very real enemies at this time. And Nehemiah said to them, each man is responsible. Each woman is responsible for raising the alarm, for watching what's going on. And in doing so, they built a stronger sense of community. There wasn't a division between the citizens and law enforcement as to whose responsibility it was. And when we come together as a community across, you know, our divides, then we honor these who have fallen before. Nehemiah had a sense of courage. You know, he never backed down from the things that were going on. We look around now, there's a recruiting crisis in law enforcement. You may not be aware of, but it seems like all of the big cities are having trouble attracting applicants. There's always openings at most departments. And it's hard to say to a young man, to a young woman, this is the career for you, if we're not all standing in courage. And I will just tell you, there are times when y'all depend on our courage as police officers. But I can tell you that works both ways. We depend on your courage as well. We need you to stand by us. We need you to honor our fallen. And again, it means so much to us sitting here to see y'all sitting there, to see you here to support us and to support those that have fallen. When we look at the legacy of purpose, but also the legacy of courage, I can't help but think of these men and women who gave their lives in the state of Texas over this last year. You know, I don't know if they woke up that day thinking this could be the day. I can tell you that's the thought I have every day. When I start my shift, I want to say to myself, if today was the day that I go to meet the Lord, if today is the day that I'm called upon to lay down my life and sacrifice, well, what I have did today honored God and brought honor to my family and to my community and to my brothers and sisters here. And the third way that we can live to honor our brothers and sisters is to live with integrity. If we as law enforcement want to gain the trust of our community, then we have to live in open integrity. We have to know that the things that we do are right and the things that we do are consistent. As a community, y'all need to see that in us. And we need to see that in you. Think about what that flag represents when they hand it to a fallen officer's family. And it represents a life of service. And it represents a dedication to something higher than yourself. Because those officers didn't die for themselves. They died for each one of us. And so the way that I believe that we can best honor them is to live a life of courage, of integrity, and purpose. There's another story in Scripture. It's just a single paragraph long. But it's about a man named Eleazar. And Eleazar was a soldier in King David's army. And the troops were getting defeated. And they all fled. Every man fled except for Eleazar. And the Bible says that he planted his feet and he grabbed his sword and he fought until his hand cramped to the sword. He just fought to the point of physical and mental exhaustion. But the most beautiful part of that story is that it says the other soldiers came back. The people came back. And so when times are tough in our communities, when times are tough in law enforcement, and I can just say the last year in law enforcement has been difficult. The last year in Texas law enforcement has been difficult. We've had some dark times. But sometimes all it takes is one person to stand their ground and be a rallying point, and the people will come back. And so I say to you, if you're living in a neighborhood and you look around and you think, man, things are getting bad here, then I would just encourage you to plant your feet and be a rallying point and say, I am going to stand my ground morally. I'm going to stand my ground with purpose. I'm going to stand my ground with courage. And I'm going to stand my ground with integrity. And let's watch as people come back alongside us to help. And so that's my plea to you as my brothers and sisters, is to stand your ground and stand fast and stand with the cause. I thank you all for being here. To my brothers and sisters, I thank you for having my back each and every day. And again, as we remember those who had our backs and paid with ultimate sacrifice, I just pray that we would honor them in the way that we live. Thank you.
Thank you, Officer Sutton. I hope you can see just one fine example of the outstanding men and women.